Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com, joins us on the Mike Heller Show. Brian, the idea that Favre and Starr were coming together to Green Bay on November the 9th, it wasn't incredibly widely publicized, was it?
No, not at all, to my knowledge. I mean, I think a lot of people had dreamt of that. I think everybody wanted to see not only Favre and Starr, but getting together with Aaron Rodgers and kind of a photo op and just something to, you know, mend the broken bridges that have happened over the years. I think people wanted to see that, but nothing that the organization had officially publicized or anything like that.
That's a night game, a Sunday night game, by the way, on November the 9th when the Bears are in Green Bay. So with Starr's health situation, which is not failing, it's not as though there has been a turn there, but because of the stroke in early September and the health issues that have followed, it doesn't appear that he would be able to travel. And Favre, with that, has said that he wouldn't do it without Bart. Now, you want to read between the lines there. If you did, what would you read?
Yeah, I would say, you know, based upon the quote that was provided from Ed Werder of ESPN, Favre basically takes the responsibility for the one who has canceled this appearance, alleged appearance. So, I mean, between the lines, you'd say that Favre was banking on Starr to maybe get a warm reception from the Lambeau Field crowd.
What's your feeling, Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com on the Mike Heller Show? What's your feeling if Favre came without Bart Starr and was introduced as an honorary captain on November the 9th? What would that reaction be as he walked out towards the 50-yard line?
I think it would be by now a heavy majority of cheers with only a probably small vocal minority. I think with the organization of Favre basically burying the hatchet this summer, announcing that he would have his number retired in 2015, that he would go into the team's Hall of Fame. I think people are finally putting it behind them. Not everybody is going to be on board, but I do think that even if Favre were to come alone, in my personal opinion, I think it would be very heavy cheers for him as he would be announced over the loudspeakers.
Completely agree with that sentiment. I think, you know, if there are whatever that number is in the stadium, I would say 9 out of every 10 Packer fans in Lambeau Field when Favre walks out there for introduction the very first time, whether that's in a few weeks or next year, it's going to be 9 out of 10. In favor, cheering, that are, you know, happy that they're there and happy that Favre's there.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I just think that enough time has passed by now that people have, you know, largely forgotten or forgiven Favre for what transpired in the summer of 2008 and everything since then, and they're ready to move on. I think it was getting ridiculous for a while, just the amount of speculation that was happening. You know, when is his number going to be retired? That people almost just wanted to stop speculating. It just put it in the rearview mirror.
He's Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com, joining us on the Mike Heller Show. If you were inclined right now to worry about something of the Green Bay Packers, who have won 4 in a row, what would it be?
Oh, the tight end position still is a little bit worrisome. In both the passing and the run game, you know, for a while back in 2011, before his injury, Andrew Corliss was considered a very good run blocker. That injury has kind of sapped him of some of that, you know, strength to anchor in the run game, I think. And even though Richard Rodgers, even though he's about 270 pounds, he's obviously yet to learn some of the tricks of the trade and kind of not getting the job done entirely as a run blocker. And as you can see, I mean, these guys are just a very small part of the passing game. You know, the Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb are by far the two, you know, most prominent targets in the passing attack in Green Bay for quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And these tight ends only get a few targets per game. So Maybe they're becoming a bigger part of the offense as the season goes on. But until maybe they're a threat, that will continue to be a weak point for the Packers.
Where do you see Aaron Rodgers in, I know that we're not to the halfway point, but in MVP conversation, where is he in that process?
I think he's right up there in the top handful. I guess I haven't sat down and looked at, you know, each candidate, but I mean, but the way his touchdown to interception ratio is right now, I believe it's 18 to 1. That's ridiculous. I mean, it sometimes, I think, doesn't get the credit it deserves with avoiding interceptions. But you see how much that is helping the Packers this year by winning the turnover battle and turnover differential. It allows the offense to get a short field, and it doesn't allow the Packers defense to have to defend a short field. And so Aaron Rodgers is a big part of that. And obviously, you know, just the way he's spreading the ball around and you know, putting his playmakers, especially Nelson and Cobb, in a position to make plays, he's right up there with the best of them in the NFL.
He's Brian Caribou. CheeseheadTV.com is where you see his work, joining us on the Mike Heller Show. The games that have been played of late have been against teams that have had some issues, some struggles offensively. That won't be the case specifically Sunday night in New Orleans. The Saints should give the Packers and their defense a pretty good test.
Yeah, Drew Brees has had success against the Packers in the past, and you know, he's the kind of guy who also does a very good job of not turning the ball over, and he completes such a high percentage of his passes that, you know, not all of them are deep bombs, but it just when you can have the efficiency that Drew Brees has had over the course of his career, that makes for a lethal offense, and especially more so if their tight end Jimmy Graham gets back to full health. He's kind of nursing himself back right now. So definitely a potent offense there in New Orleans, one the Packers defense has faced before, and maybe the Packers could certainly use these guys like Sam Shields and Tremont Williams. Well, Williams is back, Shields that's yet to be determined, but these guys who have faced him before, they might benefit from that.
Brian, always appreciate it. Thanks for spending a little time with us. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com, joining us on the Mike Heller Show.